Let's establish the core parameters for this RDM task designed purely for parameter recovery. Since our goal is isolating V of coherence, what are the absolute fixed constraints on the stimulus presentation that prevent confounding artifacts?
The primary constraint is ensuring coherence is the sole variable affecting signal strength. We must fix the motion noise algorithm. The Newsom-Perry random position method is standard because it controls for motion energy spectra, unlike simple random walk variants. Crucially, the dot lifetime delta must be fixed using a constant reassignment interval such as 3 frames, which prevents non-monotonic changes in motion energy when coherence varies.
And how do we manage the viewing conditions to ensure the behavioral readout is maximally informative for DDM fitting?
We mandate the free response RT regime because EZ requires both mean and variance estimates. Fixed duration loses the chronometric function entirely. Furthermore, the response structure must be 2 alternative force choice left or right, balance 50-50, and critically, the coherence levels must be interleaved, never blocked. Blocking lets subjects retune their caution parameter, A, making it pseudo-coherence dependent when we need a stable estimate of VAU.
I need specifics on stimulus geometry that cannot vary across conditions.
Dot density, speed for example, 5 to 7 degrees per second, aperture fixed at 5 degrees, and viewing distance must be constant. Any variation here injects low-level cues that contaminate the primary variable V. The optimal coherence ladder should follow the Reutemann pattern, log space levels like 0, 3.2, 6.4, 12.8, 25.6, 51.2% using a factor of approximately 2 progression, ensuring we cover both the bias check at 0% and near ceiling performance.
Moving beyond structure, let's address calibration. We cannot rely on a fixed nominal ladder because the threshold varies wildly between participants. How do we create a cross-subject comparable design?
The fundamental problem is that coherence thresholds vary approximately 2.5 times across individuals. Therefore, we must equate on accuracy, not on raw coherence values. While simple adaptive staircases like transformed up-down are robust, the preferred method for setting anchors is Bayesian adaptation using Psi or Quest Plus. We use these tools to target a set of standardized percent correct levels, specifically 52%, 65%, and 78% accuracy anchors per participant, mirroring the Law and Lee confidence database approach.
If we are optimizing the design, should we integrate slope estimation into the calibration process?
Absolutely. Since we expect V to have a clear positive linear slope with coherence, we must jointly estimate both threshold and slope. While Quest Plus can manage this, utilizing Psi or preferably Quest Plus in its multidimensional form allows us to get an online fit for the full psychometric function, which is crucial if we want to incorporate advanced factors later.
The most efficient recovery would be through ADO, calibrating directly to the DDM parameters rather than the psychometrics. Is that feasible as a baseline?
It's theoretically optimal and provides maximal information gain about VA and T0 per subject Bayesian ADO. However, it is significantly heavier to implement and harder to pre-register because the design itself becomes data dependent. We should list it as an advanced variant, but the baseline remains the controlled Psi or Quest Plus anchoring process followed by fixed coherence testing.
Now for the critical issue of reliability. Running calibration once at the start is insufficient. We need auditable stability. What protocols achieve this continuous measurement?
We must transition to a per-block, running Bayesian posterior estimate rather than a single run. The protocol involves carrying a running Psi or Quest Plus posterior that updates trial by trial and then snapshotting the resulting threshold estimate theta hat at the end of every block. This gives us an individual, auditable difficulty measure for each segment of the test.
And how do we ensure this per-block estimate is meaningful?
We have 2 pre-registered posterior policies, carried forward warm start, where the confidence interval shrinks across the session to measure cumulative precision and reset per block, which treats each block's theta hat as an independent estimate. For test-retest reliability, the reset per block approach is superior. The crucial step then becomes computing the between block intra-class correlation coefficient ICC, or simply calculating the coefficient of variation on the recovered V slope A and T0. An ICC at least 0.7 is necessary to pass this reliability gate for cross-paradigm transferability.
This naturally leads us to sample size. What are the hard requirements for usable trials per condition?
Easy diffusion recovery, particularly for the variance term T0, is limited by VRT, the noisiest of the 3 inputs. Practically, we need a minimum of at least 100 correct trials per coherence cell to estimate V of coherence reliably. However, for stable estimates across all parameters A and T0, aiming for 250 to 350 usable trials per level is better, mirroring the Zalberberg precedent.
If we use a mixed effects model structure, does HDDM provide enough statistical leverage to reduce the trial count?
Yes. HDDM leverages hierarchical shrinkage across subjects, allowing us to tolerate significantly fewer trials, perhaps 20 to 40 per condition, by borrowing strength. This is valuable if total trial budget is severely constrained, but it must be noted that we are optimizing for efficiency over maximum precision when relying on this feature.
What does the overall sample size calculation look like?
The full task design suggests 5 to 7 coherence levels multiplied by about 150 usable trials per level, requiring a budget of roughly 1,000 to 2,000 analyzable trials per subject. For calculating group-level power, which is the only honest approach here, we cannot use closed-form formulas for detecting a slope in a mixed model. We must perform a Monte Carlo simulation based on pre-specified priors, defining the mean coherence slope approximately 0.31 and the between-subject SD for V, A, and T0.
Can you specify the steps of that power analysis?
We iterate the simulation many times, for example, at least 1,000 times. In each iteration, we simulate diffusion data based on our generative hierarchy, then run the exact planned analysis pipeline EZ per cell, followed by the mixed effects model V as a function of coherence, with random slopes and intercepts by subject. The power is defined as the proportion of runs where the coherence slope is detected that is statistically significant and in the correct direction. We walk N up until we achieve at least 0.90 for the within subject effect, and separately check for group reliability or equivalence detection at least 0.8.
Let's formalize the inclusion criteria to avoid post hoc contamination. What are the key a priori exclusions?
Exclusion must happen at multiple gates. First, trial level RTs below 250 to 300 milliseconds anticipations, and trials beyond an absolute bound, for example, greater than 3S. Second, subject level criteria include requiring that the highest coherence accuracy be at least 80%. Demanding a reliable performance baseline.
And critically, regarding task engagement,
we must exclude subjects if their derived lapse rate lambda exceeds approximately 0.1, flagging inattention. Furthermore, the strongest inclusion gate is calibration stability. Exclusion occurs if the per block estimate theta hat shows instability beyond a preset ICC or CI bound, rendering the difficulty unreliable for transferability claims.
Finally, structuring the analysis plan requires rigor. What is the full sequence of analyses?
It starts by cleaning RTs and tabulating P, MRT, and VRT per subject times coherence cell. Next, we run EZ diffusion on every cell to obtain the raw V of coherence, A, T0 set of estimates, ensuring edge corrections are applied with S equals 0.1. The primary analysis is the mixed effects model, V as a function of coherence, with random slopes and intercepts by subject. We must treat any observed coherence effect on A or T0 as a critical design failure, requiring re-examination of the interleaving or SAT regime.
And what is the ultimate takeaway, the non-negotiable checklist item?
The final best practices checklist centers on 3 points. First, only coherence must vary. Second, we must interleave and fix the SAT regime to ensure remains person constant. And third, we must use continuous Bayesian updating PESI or Quest Plus for calibration stability, and then rigorously report the between-block ICC of the recovered parameters V-slope, AT0, as the measure of reliability that validates all cross-paradigm claims.